And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Do you have power?
I've got the power!
Yes! She's like, snap.
Yesterday afternoon, a friend of mine texted me and she goes, "Don't get too excited, but there are trucks in front of your house." And I was like, oh, I'm getting excited. This is happening. It's all happening. Power wasn't on yet when I first got home. We went out to lunch, came back. We had the power.
Nice.
And do you know what's weird? Is now I actually have electricity guilt because the people, the street that's perpendicular to us, they're still out. The street as I drove past it this morning is still black. And one of my best friends from high school who lives in Prairie Village is still out.
Oh, no. So invite them over and pay it forward.
I know. I did. Her problem is, and this is the worst, she's got two ginormous dogs. So she can't, it's harder for her to just pick up and go stay at somebody's house
because
she's got to bring her giant dogs with her. And I'm like, she's just keeping this power journal on Facebook. And she's like, power journal update 1026.
Aww.
Going on hour 48.
Oh, no.
It's terrible. So there are still over 6,000 people without power this morning.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, and I got to say, luckily yesterday was actually really, really nice in the afternoon.
Ooh. Like temperature-wise?
Yeah, it was great out.
Ooh. I felt it was a bit toasty standing out at Schlitterbahn. It felt a little warm standing in the sun.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
You've also been living without air conditioning.
That's true. Although, but we were outside. I was cutting up the trees that fell on our property.
Oh,
and so we were carting back and forth to the Shawnee drop-off point, which one of them, luckily they opened a second because the first one was backed up for miles.
Yes.
But we were out there. My dad and I were chainsawing away yesterday.
Was it
I
really
I felt like
you?
It was pretty nice.
Was it really you or was it more your dad?
No, that's what I told you. I'm like, no, I don't get trusted with the chainsaw.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
thank you.
Would you trust me with the chainsaw after all the stuff I've cut off or broken?
No.
You got hurt in a bowling incident. No one's handing you a chainsaw.
And that's for the best. They shouldn't hand me a chainsaw. My dad knows what's up.
Yeah, like you said, they did open a second one. So the drop-off locations for debris in Shawnee now, there's one at Johnson Drive and Renner Road, and then Gum Springs Park, which is 67th and Neiman. You do need proof of residency of Shawnee to drop off stuff there.
Well, do you?
But we do have a list of other...
Did I just get waved on through, maybe?
But you're from Shawnee. That's all right.
Well, yeah, but they didn't know that.
Okay.
I had my card in hand. They were just like, come on. I mean, there were so many people. They were just like, hey, come on, let's just keep going.
There's still so many trees down. But we do have some of those locations listed on the KC1021 Facebook page. So if you need to know where to take your limbs, go check there. 7 Royals relievers combined for 6 1/3 scoreless innings in the 5-3, 12-inning win over the Tigers in Detroit. Danny Duffy starts tonight as the Royals try to win their 7th in a row. Retiring NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. is picking up a microphone. Earnhardt Jr. will join the NBC NASCAR broadcast booth starting next season after signing a multi-year contract with the network. The 42-year-old announced in April that he will retire after this season. And 2 Connecticut men were arrested after approaching a police officer to buy cocaine from him, then walked into the police station to get the money to buy it. Police said the men approached a man in Hartford. They didn't know who he was. It was about 2 in the morning Sunday. Told him they wanted to buy coke. Asked if he would sell him some. They said they'd have to go to an ATM to get cash. He said, oh, well, our police station right here has an ATM. Why don't you just walk right into that lobby?
Oh, they fell for it.
They go into the lobby to get the cash. While they're in there, he calls officers who are on duty who come. They hand him the $60 for the coke. They get arrested.
Oh, man. People are so dumb.
In my head, this officer was still in uniform. Like, I don't even want...
It wouldn't even matter.
Like, I want to pretend like he was still in his full gear and they're like, hey, man, we want to buy coke. What?
I mean, these are the same people that call the cops when their weed gets stolen or when something happens to them, you know? People.
That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Impossible question.
It's brought to you by Ideal Image. Save time in your beauty routine with laser hair removal at Ideal Image. Getting ready quickly is a breeze when you don't have to shave. For a limited time, get 50% off laser hair removal. Call 1-800-BE-IDEAL today. The question, more employees, listen to that word, employees, did this in May than any other month. What is it?
All right, we'll start in Olathe with Crystal. Good morning, Crystal.
Morning.
What do you think we're doing in May, the employees?
Is it take time off?
Nope. Uh-uh.
Not taking the vacation? Here's Rebecca in Harrisonville. Good morning, Rebecca.
We're going to get the same thing, playing hooky.
No.
You sound a little guilty. Did you take a couple of days off in May?
No, I did not. I wanted to.
Yeah. That is not the right answer today.
All right, Eudora, here's Megan. Good morning, Megan.
I was going to say the same thing. So let's choose...
More than 3.2 million Americans did this in May.
How about... I don't know. I just don't know.
No? No guess?
Just think work. What has to do with work? Because it's employees that did this in May. Not going on vacation.
Yeah. I was going to say calling sick, but...
Mm-mm. Good guess, but not it.
That is a good guess. Raymore, here's Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan.
I'm going to say schedule vacation.
Nope, not it.
Nope. Daniel, what's up, man? What's your guess, buddy?
I'm trying to think what we've done in May.
I can narrow it down. It's not vacation. It's not take time off.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Oh. Tough one this morning, Jen.
I guess so.
Cracking them up.
More than 3.2 million Americans did this in May. More employees did this in May than any other month. None of us did it.
Okay. Lisa, Kansas City, what do you think?
I think look for a new job.
I'll give that to you. It's quit their jobs.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That's the most people to quit in any month since early 2001.
Wow.
So I guess everybody was taken off in May.
So in just this particular May,
yes.
That was it?
Really?
Yep.
Something was in the water. I think I wanted to. But
we're all right here.
I'm sorry. That's about every other month, though.
The number of job openings right now is higher than it's been in over a decade. So, I mean, I guess that's good news.
Wow.
If you're looking for a job.
Wow.
You got it. We're going to give you a Pi 5 gift card. Go enjoy yourself a little pizza.
Excellent. Thanks
Lisa,
so much.
Lisa, did you do that? Do you know from experience?
Right now I'm hiring, so I know there's openings.
Oh,
hey, there you go. What do you do? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a dental assistant.
All right.
Trudy, you're not qualified.
I don't. No. Actually, but my tooth hurts, so.
Do you have a dentist office where you play KC1021 all day?
We do.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's what we'd like to hear. Nice.
Are you somewhere in the Johnson County region? Because I need a new dentist.
We do. You can talk to me off the air.
Oh, sweet. I
all
really
right.
do. My nice. Last one, every time I'd go into my dentist, they kept trying to upsell me. And I'm like, look, people, I just clean them. I don't need to be upsold.
What are they upselling
they
you?
They were trying
hey,
to
we'd
get
like
me...
to show you these Model 3000 teeth here. Be much better than your current
we don't
set.
Do that, so.
They were trying to get me to buy like $500 sealants for each tooth. And I don't think I needed
right.
that on each one. So if insurance doesn't cover it, I'm not getting it. You
right,
know what I'm
right.
So
they ask you about the undercarriage, too. They want that done?
Rust protection.
Lisa, thanks for the call. Hold on 1 second. Joey's going to get the info, and Jen's going to get a dentist. How about that?
Yes,
that's
going to
be fun. Coming up here on the show, entertainment news next.
Oh, my gosh. Wait until you hear what John Hurd said in his final interview about what he thinks his character's profession was in Home Alone. This is so funny.
You always wonder what they did to deserve that big house.
Exactly. And he, in his final interview, will tell you what he thinks he did.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Read a story over the weekend that Gaudier gave up on nearly $1 billion in advertising.
I saw that.
When this song was such a hit and he decided he did not want pre-roll ads on his YouTube channel.
Yes.
And it got so many hits that it would have been equivalent now to about $1 billion.
I know.
Off of one song.
Off of that song,
just
yes.
Just the ads from
right.
that.
But he's anti-ads, so he didn't want
I'm
going to
start doing that.
Yeah.
For everything I do, there's going to be an ad in front of it.
Okay.
I'm going to get like $10 in the course of my year.
You have 16 Twitter followers. How are you going to
do? I do not.
The millennial
Speaking
loves social media, and yet how many followers do you have?
I don't know.
I probably have more than you.
Follow me at Shaylee Lately.
Oh, gosh. Well, Gaudier doesn't like ads. He would love bonus time. It's after 9 o'clock every day. It's about 2 hours commercial-free music. And we'll do it again this morning just after 9 o'clock right now. Entertainment news is 6:45.
It is July 25th. Celebrating birthdays today, Joey from Friends, actor Matt LeBlanc, is 50. Supermodel and widow of David Bowie, Iman, is 62. And the cute little teenager who plays Ray DeMeo on the ABC show Speechless, Mason Cook, is 17 today.
Oh, nice.
Justin Bieber is reassuring fans that everything's fine after deciding to cancel the rest of his Purpose World Tour. The 23-year-old pop star told TMZ yesterday that he was sorry for anyone who feels disappointed or betrayed by his decision, which he said was based on the fact that he was feeling burnt out.
Well, talk to the Chinese there, pal.
He's tired. He's done. John Mayer was saying that was a good thing. He said, you know when you've hit your limit, if it's going to hurt you to move forward, and cancel some shows.
Well, you may as well not push it, right?
Get some rest.
But on the other hand, it is Bieber we're talking about, so, I mean...
What are you saying?
I don't know. I mean, it's not heady stuff. You can go out there and you can lip sync to this song every night and collect a paycheck, can't you?
I think he only had, 15 shows left or something? It didn't seem like there was a lot left.
Ah, well, then suck it up, kid.
I love this. In his final interview, which was taped just 3 days before his death, actor John Hurd was in good spirits. He was on Ileana Douglas's podcast, and they were talking about his Home Alone character and what he thought his profession was.
Well, and I would play it for you. The computer. Oh, hold on. Here we go.
Coming.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm interested to find out because I always wondered what they did to deserve that big old house.
Because they never talk about it.
And stay in the Drake Hotel.
What?
Did that ever sell? Because I remember it was up on the market for a while.
Oh, the house?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Oh, it was in real life, yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous house.
It's like $1 million. All right, check this out.
And they said, what does he do? What? You know, he's got like 1 million kids. Lives in this big house. And I said, well... Maybe you think I just made this up, but at the time, actually, you know, 20 years ago, I thought that Peter McAllister was a gynecologist.
What?
I don't know why I thought.
Sure,
that.
Why not?
But I did, right? But nobody ever asked me that question, ever. Now, like, what does Peter McAllister do? Until the last 2 years. And then several people have asked me that, and I was ready.
Oh.
I had an actor answer.
Wow, backstory. Hello.
It makes sense, though. That seems like it would be a good paying job.
You're taking all of your family to France, right?
Yeah.
That's got to take some cash.
Schedule your vacation time.
Right. They stayed in the, was it in Home Alone 2? They stayed in the Trump Hotel in New York?
Yeah. Uh-huh. My kids love that movie.
Mine too.
John Hurd.
I love that movie.
Passed away Friday. The cause is still under investigation. That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Why did Joey almost get arrested?
Truda, you missed this entire story earlier this morning.
That is true. That was before you got here. Well, yesterday after the Schlitterbahn remote,
okay,
Jen and I had a bunch of fun Christmas stuff on our table. Just, you know, yeah. It's Christmas in July, and I'm just trying to bring everything back, you know,
sure,
back to Shaley's office. And I think what's the easiest way? We have a bunch of shopping carts.
Oh, okay.
So, after I think my first trip, I decided, you know, just to go again because I, you know, I'm trying to do this as in little trips as possible.
Right.
So he's got shopping carts full of like mini Christmas trees and giant ornaments and kind of random things to see in July.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Sure.
And anyway, one of our security guards, Frankie, comes up to me and says, "Hey, we just got a dispatch call. Have you seen a homeless guy walking around this building with a shopping cart?" And Frank has made jokes about this to me for pretty much most times when I've done this, but this one was actually serious because dispatch called it in. So my entire response is, do you mean me? And as soon as like I'm saying that, here comes another officer, again, walking around our parking garage, looking to see if there's a homeless guy with a shopping cart.
Oh my gosh. So it doesn't help that you have, I mean, but you've kind of cut your hair and everything back,
yeah,
now, but you get the big beard and everything, so.
Oh, pretty much. I was just a knit cap away and wearing holy jeans.
He did have our t-shirt on, and that is kind of sad to me that he's got on a KC-102 shirt, which immediately made him a homeless man, because who else would have that on?
Now, this confounds me, because in Johnson County, I can see that. Like, oh, God, a scruffy homeless man with a shopping cart. Right. Call the police. But this is Westport. People shoot people here. People poop in the parking garage. What the heck?
I literally watched a girl hide stolen goods behind the tree down there 2 weeks ago. This is a common occurrence in our parking garage.
They get high and hide underneath the station van.
That's fact. And she was mad. That girl that they found sleeping under the van, she was so mad that they asked her to get out of there. That was her new bed. That was where she was staying for the night.
I mean, it is pretty comfy.
I always questioned what the threshold would be to arouse suspicion in Westport. I thought it was pretty high. I really thought there was a big bar. Apparently not.
No, the guy I saw napping outside of the buffet. No, yes, that was last week when I was getting orange juice.
I saw a guy this morning. Now, you tell me this isn't strange. Pants were down, you know, mid, way down there.
Wait, where'd you see Dale Carter?
He's standing on a street corner talking to another guy. They're having a very brief conversation. He then meanders oddly down the street. That, not suspicious at all. Joey wheeling Christmas trees up to the radio station.
You, right.
Homeless guy stealing things. And
dregs of society. Look at you.
I know.
Oh,
I'm
man.
A bad kid.
God, you'd be a great drug dealer, though. See, that'd be fantastic. At this point.
That's a weird compliment.
I mean, you know.
I mean, I did have somebody once say, hey, I'm meeting a guy. Are you this guy before? Back when I was just waiting for a friend of mine's mom to pick her up when I worked at Walgreens years ago.
So it was before Uber. So you.
Yeah, that was one of the most awkward conversations. Go, no, I'm not that guy.
Are you the guy? Oh, my God. I want you to be the guy. So how do you explain yourself out of that? Did you just have to work with the officers and say, no, it's me?
Well, I mean, Frank knows me. He's talked to me pretty much. Probably I see him every day I come here. Yeah. And then the officer, I've seen him a couple times before around Westport. And so it was very easy.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, dispatch just messed this one up.
I wonder who called it in, though. Like, somebody had the call, right?
Well, there are some law firms in the building, and I'm sure that they're very suspicious of anyone walking around.
But he was obviously walking with a purpose. He wasn't
a shopping cart with Christmas trees.
Yeah. That's a purpose.
That thing we all do in July.
Is that wrong?
That's so weird. So you're back. You're fine. No one had to get you out of jail. Everything's good.
The important things.
But now you got a letter from his dad?
I did. I got a letter from Joe's dad yesterday. It came in the mail.
An actual letter.
Addressed to Jen and Truda here. And I opened it up, and it's copies of our 102K winner from the Independence Examiner. So your dad works for the Examiner, right?
That's correct.
He's a cartoonist. And he sent this, and he goes, Jen and Truda, thought you'd enjoy some copies in case your mom wants to paste in your baby book.
Aww.
Love your show, Joe Lacar. So there we go.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm regretting not stealing it. Because my mom told me when I saw that, I was found out, you just got to steal it from them.
Right, right.
Our $102,000 winner, Jamie from Independence.
That's still amazing.
Yeah.
No, your story's amazing. That's pretty fantastic.
You can't walk around anywhere else by yourself.
Man. I'm a little dismayed, too. You can't just be weird in Westport anymore, huh?
Just pushing some trees.
Pushing Christmas trees. That's all it took. All it took. The bar is low.
It's snow. It's snow on the tree, I promise.
I'm waiting for that day when somebody calls and says, I've got to bail out a member of the staff. I just never thought it'd be Joey.
Yeah.
Who'd you think it was?
Well,
she's
usually here between 3 and 7.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Call now for The Show's Christmas in July. 576-7102.
All right, Mary, good morning.
Hello.
Hello there. Congratulations, you're caller 12.
Thank you. So excited.
You are now qualified to win that big old Christmas in July prize package worth $1,000. How do you feel about Christmas? Are you big into decorating?
Depends on what year it is.
I feel the same way.
Depends on the year?
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, that seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, sometimes I just want to phone it in.
Right. Well, if you win this, you're not going to be able to phone it in because you're going to have a brand new big old 7.5-foot tree and a ginormous ornament set and all the goody stuff to go along with it, including some prizes to put underneath that tree.
Oh, Yay.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to draw the winner next Monday as we wrap up. It's almost the end of July.
I can't believe that.
Ugh.
I know.
Getting done. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
You're welcome. You hold on. Joey's going to get the info. It is. That means it's almost birthday time for us, too.
I'm August 1st. You're August 2nd.
Yep.
Does that mean I got to plan something?
I thought of that last night. I'm like, oh, crap. I got to get Trudeau a present.
Yeah. Don't mind if it comes like in September, do you?
I still haven't gotten my birthday card from you.
Oh, it's in my office.
Uh-huh. My birthday was in March.
Well, I've got your card. Settle down.
Can you and I make a pact right now that we don't get each other anything?
That's great.
Yes. Yes. A high five.
Yeah, no,
done.
Perfect.
Okay.
Right.
Me too?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine with me.
Yes, yes.
Because I've crossed.
Although I have your card.
Oh, jeez. I've crossed that threshold where, you know, the kids' birthdays become the bigger deal, and you're
right.
Focused on that, and your own birthday, you're like, no, now I'm just old, and I just want to be done.
I don't need anything.
No. Unless I come across a sweet accent game 2.0, that's happening.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if it contributes to the show, I mean, that's good.
Or if it's food. I mean, that would be
acceptable. Let's not kid ourselves. That's always a good present.
I sure would take some coffee. A little Starbucks.
Okay.
On my birthday wouldn't be the worst thing.
That's all I need.
I thought you were going to say blueberry cheesecake.
Oh. And you know what? It is National Cheesecake Day this weekend.
Is that right?
Well, too bad your birthday's next week.
Well,
I don't know if your buddies want to pony up a German chocolate cake again, but...
They are so good.
It was good.
Why can't I think of the name of that place? Over there off 635 in Shawnee.
Right?
Oh.
I'm really glad we all start our diets next week.
Let's not kid ourselves. Yes, I'm just waiting for my birthday to pass to start my diet. Can't you tell?
Mm-hmm. That cake was so good.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to look them up.
It was. All right, so no presents. I think we're good on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, please. Let's call again.
You reach a certain age, you're like, I don't need anything anymore.
I did reach out to Sharna from Dancing with the Stars because she's your favorite, and she is going to be in Kansas City next week at the Midland, and I'm trying to get
I don't need you guys around.
Well, it just got awkward real quick.
Trying to make that interview happen for you live in person.
Wait.
At minimum.
Fantastic.
On the phone, but I'm hoping to get her in studio.
Oh, I'll go anywhere to do that interview.
What about Rashad Jennings? Let's get to the real question.
I also emailed his people. I have not heard back yet.
We've talked a lot about wedding hashtags on this show, like how ridiculous that is. And yet you came up with the only one that we really embrace.
Which means I have to marry him now.
Which was what?
Hashtag Henning to a Jennings.
Because your last name is Henning.
I can stand by that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Henning to a Jennings.
I like that.
I just have to meet him first.
I would like you to marry him.
Me too.
Hashtag's done, sir. What else we need?
We got a DJ. Jen, I feel like, can plan everything else.
Oh,
we'll just show up.
The showers, yes.
All sorts of bachelorette parties.
Joey can run security.
Oh, poor Joey. Narrowly getting arrested yesterday.
Wow.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Shaylee is here with the All Access.
One of your favorite 90s twins are coming back. Anyone has a guess?
Olsen's?
No.
Oh.
Oh. That's what I would have guessed. Who else were 90s twins?
Tia and Tamara. They're in talks right now to bring back Sister Sister. And they're trying to get the whole cast to come back. But they're saying it's going to take a while. They're working with writers and producers because they want to make sure it's a perfect fit and it's done correctly.
Aren't they busy? Because one of them's on
The Real.
The Real. And then the other one is, or is it the same one that has a cooking show?
I think they're different.
Okay.
I can't never tell them apart.
You can't tell what sisters
crazy
doing
identical
what.
Twins. So, they're very different people.
Are they just bringing back every, because Raven's back and Boy Meets World Girl is back and...
Rolling back all the 90s people.
Full House.
It's all the nostalgic. Why not?
That's because they can't come up with anything new. So they.
No, that's true.
It works
just
then.
The reboot.
People are really beating the drums for that Friends reunion, too.
Oh, I'm still so excited for September. What is it, 26th? That Full House is coming back? Fuller House?
Oh, Will and Grace, too?
So I'm excited.
Ready for the Roseanne reboot. Let's have
it. Oh, yes.
I'm
right.
So
moving
ready for
on.
That.
Oh.
What?
Jen, I know you're excited about this. So Alice Cooper recently found something in his storage unit. Anyone take a guess of what it was?
Well, I already read the story, so
okay.
I know.
Truda?
What would he have found in the storage unit?
Think of something random.
A paddle from Dazed and Confused or something.
Very close. An Andy Warhol silk screen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, his awesome. Girlfriend at the time had bought it for him for a gift, and then they just kind of forgot about it, and it's not signed, so they just have to just verify that it was actually signed by Warhol.
Oh, yeah,
or
well,
that it was
good
actually
luck,
his.
Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
So that he can't really sell it because it doesn't have anything else on it.
I was just telling Shaylee off the air that he's one of the few people that I've met, one of the few celebrities who seemed like meeting him in person was so sincere and like genuine in his conversation, not like, okay, I have to meet you because I'm required to take pictures with you, blah, blah, blah. But right. sat and talked to me about my kids, and like he could not have been cooler. Love him.
And you didn't ask him about a silkscreen?
I did not know that he had a $2,500. His girlfriend had paid $2,500 for it back in the day. And now it's probably worth a good jillion.
Well, not necessarily, because it's not signed.
Right, that's the problem.
So, there's that.
Well, he knows that Milwaukee is people of the big canoe.
Right. So, Amy Schumer was set to play Barbie in the new movie in 2018. And then she had announced in March that she was going to drop out due to scheduling conflicts, air quotes. So the director picked out somebody else who I think is actually a perfect fit for this, Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway is Barbie?
Yeah, but they're putting a different spin on it. Did you hear what it's going to be about?
Uh-uh.
It's going to be about feminism and identity. The script is the woman slowly awakens to the fact that she doesn't fit into the perfect Barbie world anymore and journeys into the real world where she discovers being unique is an asset.
I can see with her hair being super blonde, yeah, that makes sense for her
I
to do.
I think she would be really good at it.
Yeah, she does have a good Barbie face.
They wig it up a little bit.
Yeah,
something like that. So that's not until 2018, but it's still in the works. They're still working on her scheduling and everything, too. But that's her
I bet
access.
I could be in a Ken movie. I'm sure I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
As a dolly grip?
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Gonna leave that alone, I guess.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee, how many videos did you just make of me singing along
don't
to
you worry
Africa
about
by Toto?
But you had a really cute ear little cat filter, so it was super cute. Don't worry about it.
It's my favorite song.
I can
tell. I'm trying to tell Shaylee that my buddy Elliot put on Facebook last night that people are telling him that he is destined to meet a woman in a grocery store.
Oh.
And so I think he needs to shop at the same grocery store Shaylee goes to.
Too soon.
That's where she met her last guy.
Yeah, that worked out well.
The chip aisle at Ivy. How long did you guys date? You dated a little bit. Like it started.
Like 2 months.
It started out like really promising.
Yeah.
Seemed like a great guy. Everybody here really liked him.
Yeah.
And things didn't work out so good.
Yeah, not so well. Yeah. I don't blame the chips though.
No.
I still eat chips.
No, you can't hold it against the chips.
No.
Don't be mad at the blue corn tortilla.
Right. Uh-uh.
I'm trying to find out if you guys did you guys keep a diary at all ever?
Oh,
so I'm obsessed. So a friend of mine, she just celebrated the birthday, but her mom was actually in a book. There's a guy, Bob Green, he's a columnist from the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah.
He kept a diary in 1964 as an exercise every day. And it turns out that this girl's mom I'm friends with was actually the girl he lusted over in the book. And so I got obsessed with diaries, and I'm like, did you guys keep one? Because I didn't.
I had a little red one when I was a kid, and I still have it. It's down in one of my storage tubs. I'll have to bring it in.
Oh, you got to bring it in.
Because I was probably...
I want to read from it.
I know there are entries
like 21.
From 1982. I would have been like 7, 8-ish. And
oh,
I know
fantastic.
It's like talking about my crush on Nick, and I was watching Solid Gold. There's seriously an entry saying I just watched Solid Gold. And my parents went to the Kinks concert.
What?
So that is in there. And then I did keep a journal. I lived one summer in Alaska the year before I went off to college.
Solid Gold was a great show about music.
Thank you. Gen X to Millennial translator. And I did keep a journal the summer I lived in Alaska because I wanted to remember that.
So oh, that's cool.
I could probably bring that in too.
Nice.
I had a little electronic one. It was called Dear Diary.
Oh.
It was so cute, but I don't remember the password. I think I might have thrown it away.
Was it honestly. You talked to it or you typed
no,
it in?
No, you actually typed it in. It was like, even before we had flip phones, but it was like you flipped it up and then you could actually type into it and then you had a password to get into it. Well, I didn't remember the password one day and so then that ended things.
Yeah, and that started the whole thing of now you never remember your password.
Right.
Even back then, I can't get into my diary.
I would love to read little young Shaylee's diary.
Oh, man.
It was juicy.
Pam, if you're out there, you come across anything.
Your mom probably does know the password.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
There are still just over 6,000 homes without power after Saturday night storms. They have opened another location. If you have brush or limb drop-off that you need to do, over in Shawnee, they did open that second site. Johnson Drive and Renner is one, and then Gum Springs Park is 67th and Neiman. There are some other sites throughout Overland Park and in that area. You can look on the KC102 Facebook page if you need to look at those addresses. O.J. Simpson is spending the rest of his prison term in protective custody. His attorney, Malcolm Laverne, tells CBS's This Morning there have been threats made against Simpson.
Mr. Simpson, though, is a very people person, loves people, loves to interact with them. He's always enjoyed unlimited, unfettered restriction at the prisons for 9 years. So this is a little bit of a bummer for him.
A little bit of a bummer.
Again, he's the people person.
He's non-conflicting life. Conflict-free life.
Yeah. I've always thought I've been pretty good with people, and I've basically spent a conflict-free life.
Oh, no. No issues there.
Sure.
Love people. Waiters.
The 70-year-old former USC and Buffalo Bills running back was granted parole last week after serving almost 9 years of a 33-year sentence for his 2008 conviction on armed robbery charges in Nevada. Simpson could be released as soon as October 1st. Seven Royals relievers combined for 6 1/3 scoreless innings in the 5-3 12-inning win over the Tigers in Detroit. Danny Duffy gets the start tonight as the Royals try to win their 7th in a row. And two Connecticut men were arrested after approaching a police officer to buy some cocaine from him and then walking into the police station to get the money to buy it.
Oh, boy.
So police say that these two guys approached a man in Hartford about 2 a.m. Sunday, told him they wanted to buy coke, asked if he would sell him some. He said, yeah, you'll have to go into this ATM to get cash. So he sends him into the police station to the ATM. They go in. They take out $60 in cash. While they're in getting the cash, that officer who is off duty calls officers who are on duty. They come and arrest the men.
They say, we're looking for a fella that looks like Joey.
You got the coke. Are you the guy?
Are you that guy?
That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Dancing with the Stars live, coming to the Midland Wednesday, next Wednesday, August 2nd. If you want to be there, call now, 816-576-7102. So I started reading this book yesterday about the history of Overland Park. I know.
Of course you did.
I could not possibly be whiter. I'm actually reading a book about the history of Overland Park. But I had no idea that Dr. Phil was from Overland Park, went to Shawnee Mission North.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I had no idea.
This is news to you, huh?
How did you know that?
One of my best friends, her grandpa, went to high school with him.
Oh, yeah. Because he's like, what, 66 years old?
Something like that.
So, yeah, he would have been there a minute ago. But I had no idea that Dr. Phil was from here. So we started looking up other celebrities that we didn't realize or may or may not know are from here. We're going to have you guess. If you can figure it out, you'll be in the running for the Dancing with the Stars tickets.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it, shall we? Let's start with Jennifer in Blue Springs. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Did you know that he was from Kansas City, Dr. Phil?
No.
See? I'm not the only one, Shayla. All right. I'm going to give you another celebrity. You tell me yes or no. Did they live in the Kansas City area at some point in their life, okay?
Okay.
Actor Ed Asner.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, he did. He went to Wyandotte High School in KCK.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Led to Jules Asner.
Yeah, there you go. No for you. I'm sorry, you're not in the running for the tickets.
Kansas City, here's Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Good.
Okay. The brothers of Hanson, those cute Hanson brothers, are they from the Kansas City area?
I'm going to say no.
That is correct. They are from Tulsa. Yay! They're not too far away. But Nancy, you're now in the running for the Dancing with the Stars tickets. Hang on the line.
St. Joe, here's Poppy. Good morning, Poppy.
Good morning.
All right, Poppy. Journalist Walter Cronkite. Yes, that is true. Lived in Kansas City, Missouri until he was 10. All right, you're in the running for the tickets.
In Topeka, here's Marla.
Hi.
Hi there.
All right, Marla. Actor Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher. No, correct. He's from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. All right. That was Marla.
Yep.
In the running for the Dancing with the Stars tickets.
All right. You want to choose one of them?
Names on paper. Shaylee, pick a name out of this bucket. It is Marla.
Oh,
got him there at the end.
Yay.
Yes. Oh, now you get to go see Rashad Jennings and Sharna and all the beautiful dancers of Dancing with the Stars.
Awesome.
We're trying to get the hashtag from Henning. What is it?
Henning to Jennings.
Henning to Jennings.
She's going to marry Rashad. We're going to make it happen. Should meet him first. Let's not get crazy here. We'll just plan the wedding first.
I don't know. They've got those shows where they just, you meet somebody and you get married right then.
I would with him.
I was going to say, would you honestly, and as serious as I can be right now, would you marry him having not met him, knowing just what you know about him playing in the NFL, being on Dancing with the Stars, being super hot?
Yes.
I would. Yes. Yes. All right, Rashad, we're going to make this happen. You could see that live in person. Marla, maybe a wedding right after the show.
Awesome. Why not?
Marla will make it happen for at least you. Good job. Were there any other celebrities that are quite unusual that are from KC?
A lot of people didn't figure out for a long time that Tim Kaine, who was the 2016 vice presidential nominee, was from Overland Park.
Oh, that's right. Right.
Yep. He was from out there.
That's a good point.
How about Edie McClurg? Grace, the secretary in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, yeah.
He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
She was born and raised her. In Kansas City, Missouri. She went to UMKC and taught radio there.
Oh, he's a real that's righteous random. Dude.
Yes.
Nice. All right, KC or not, that's a good game there. Congratulations, Marla. Give it up, entertainment news with Jen.
Oh, Justin Bieber. You're not going to see him on tour anymore. And you have to hear this final interview from actor John Hurt, who just passed away, him talking about his Home Alone character and what he thinks he did for a living.
Oh, they had a big house.
Huge.
I always wondered that, too.
We'll find out how they earned it.
Next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's July 25th, and celebrating birthdays today, Joey from Friends, actor Matt LeBlanc is 50. Supermodel and widow of David Bowie, Iman, is 62. And the teenager who plays Ray DeMeo on the ABC show Speechless, I love him, Mason Cook, is 17 today. Justin Bieber is reassuring fans that everything's fine after deciding to cancel the rest of his Purpose World Tour. The 23-year-old pop star told TMZ yesterday that he was sorry for anyone who feels disappointed or betrayed by his decision, which he said was based on the fact that he was feeling burned out. That's a long tour. How long has that tour been going on?
Well, I was just thinking about that. It's been a while because I went to the one when it was here in April of last year.
Of 2016.
Yeah.
You know what?
So it's been a minute. Well, so I don't blame him.
They typically tour for 2 years or so. I mean, the world, you know, you think about that. That's a big place. Okay, that was stupid. You know, I'm just
the
saying.
The world's a big place. Lots of people.
Touring's tough. People are tough.
Oh, God, now that I look at the length of it, though, I don't blame him one bit. I'd be done, too.
Well, giggity.
Stop it. Can we be mature for like 30 seconds, please?
No.
This interview is cool. In his final interview, which was taped just 3 days before his death, actor John Hurd was in good spirits on Ileana Douglas's podcast. So this is the guy who played the dad in all the Home Alone movies,
yeah,
John Hurd,
yeah,
who just passed away Friday. He was talking about what his character did or what people thought his character did in Home Alone.
And they said, what does he do? What? You know, he's got like a million kids. Lives in this big house. And I said, well, maybe you think I just made this up. But at the time, actually, you know, 20 years ago, I thought that Peter McAllister was a gynecologist. I don't know why I thought.
Sure,
that.
Why not?
But I did, right? But nobody ever asked me that question, ever. Now, like, what does Peter McAllister do? Until the last 2 years. And then several people have asked me that, and I was ready. I had an actor answer.
It's a good idea.
They
right?
took a million people to Paris for Christmas. They had to have tons of money.
Right.
I assume a gynecologist makes pretty decent money.
I mean, right. At the time, sure.
Makes total sense.
Yeah. We didn't, get a big house. They stay in the Trump Hotel.
Right.
They stay at the Drake Hotel in one of the movies.
Yeah.
That's probably a pretty penny.
I like it. John Hurd passed away Friday. That cause is still under investigation. That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.